everybody was kung flu fighting, and there's a virus out there that will kill tens of thousands of Americans this year. Let's talk about it on today's Hot Zone.
This is the Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. Thanks for watching the Hot Zone. We've got a good show today talking about this coronavirus, COVID-19. Now, here's the thing. The media is setting its hair on fire, running around calling this thing a pandemic. As a matter of fact, just the other day, the Prime Minister of Australia came out and said this will become a global pandemic. Listen to this.
Based on the expert medical advice we've received, there is every indication that the world will soon enter a pandemic phase of the coronavirus.
Well, look, he's not wrong. I mean, it probably will become a global pandemic. But the thing is, you got to ask, what does that mean exactly? I mean, what does that word mean? Well, a pandemic just means that we're going to see a bigger than normal spread or a faster than normal spread of this virus around the globe. Now, look, the flu comes out every year, and normally the flu that we've had for the last several years has been what they call the flu influenza A, which is the H3N1, I think, virus. And it's these flus typically start in Asia. They normally transfer somehow from pigs to human beings, and then they start to spread around the globe. And at least from my research, it looks like it takes usually between 6 and 9 months for the flu to spread from Asia all the way to Latin America in the Western Hemisphere. Well, we just saw the first case of COVID-19 in Brazil. So it's already made the jump across the pond. And that shows that it is experiencing a much higher, much faster than normal spread of this flu. Now, part of the reason for that is because this flu can spread when you're asymptomatic. That means you can have it for up to 2 weeks and be contagious, but not know you've got it. And because it's actually a milder form of flu than the influenza A virus that we see every year in the United States, the vast majority of people who get the flu don't really get that sick. And so they might keep going to work, keep going to church, keep going to school, and getting other people sick. And so it spreads a lot faster, and that means that more people are going to end up being affected. A larger proportion of the society will get infected with this flu, and some of those people are going to die because they are already, you know, compromised. So we're seeing massive efforts underway to slow or even stop the spread of this virus. And so one of the things that's happening is that the U.S. military in Korea has decided to cancel some military drills that it was going to do with the Republic of South Korea because there's a big outbreak there, and they want the military and the government of South Korea to be able to focus on stopping that outbreak rather than worry about military drills. So they're going to stop those drills. Check this out.
The containment efforts of COVID-19 and the safety of WOC and U.S. service members were prioritized in making this decision. The United States Forces Korea commander agreed to postpone the training based on the severity of the present of COVID-19 situation within South Korea.
Okay, so some people are saying that China's doing a pretty good job of slowing down this virus. They're taking drastic measures to try to keep this thing from spreading more than it already has. Now, again, keep in mind, the regular flu virus that we see in the United States every year kills between 20,000 and 70,000 people a year in the United States. And the numbers are a little bit confusing because now we've heard our friend Joellen Barrett say that the kill rate is 10% for the regular flu virus and only 2% for the COVID-19 virus. But that doesn't mean that it kills 10% of people who get the flu. It means it kills 10% of people who are hospitalized for the flu. And
the COVID virus has only killed 2% of people who are hospitalized for that virus so far. So, you know, the number of people who get the flu, who actually will end up getting the flu on a per capita basis in the society for the COVID virus could be much higher, like maybe 20 times higher than for the regular flu because it's so much easier to get. But again, you're less likely, any particular person's less likely to die from it because of that. So we have yet to see one single death from COVID-19 in the United States, whereas the regular flu, type A flu, H3N3, has killed over 10,000 people in the United States already and has killed more children in the United States already this year, unfortunately, than the COVID-19 has even infected yet so far. So, again, keeping these numbers in your head, keeping them straight, is going to keep you from, you know, wanting to lock yourself in your house and never go out again. This is not the end of the world as we know it. But we do need to be careful. And so the one thing that the Chinese government is being criticized for by the U.S. government is for their reporting. Number one, they're not allowing journalists to have the transparency to go in there and actually report what's going on. So the numbers that we're getting out of China could be vastly skewed and probably are, because the Chinese government is not known for being extremely forthcoming, transparent, and honest when it comes to reporting bad things that happen in China. But Mike Pompeo really blasted China over that in a speech he gave just the other day. Check this out.
We also want to prod the brave reporters who are covering the spread of coronavirus from Wuhan itself. Expelling our journalists exposes once again the governance issue that led to SARS and now the coronavirus, namely censorship. It can have deadly consequences. Had China permitted its own informed journalists and medical personnel to speak and investigate freely, Chinese officials and other nations would have been far better prepared to address the challenge. Similarly, the United States is deeply concerned by information indicating the Iranian regime may have suppressed vital details about the outbreak in that country. As of yesterday afternoon, Iran was second only to China in coronavirus deaths. All nations, including Iran, should tell the truth about the coronavirus and cooperate with international aid organizations.
So lastly, I just want to bring in my friend Todd Bensman to talk about the threat on our southern border, because there have been Chinese who have come across that border. Here's a little bit from our conversation.
All right, so I got my friend Todd Bensman on the show here just to talk about the Chinese migrants coming across our southern border. You know, the Democrats are saying that Donald Trump is not doing enough to address this coronavirus issue, and yet they're the ones that are for open borders. Todd, you put something out, I think this morning or yesterday, about that. Tell me what you know about the Chinese nationals coming across our border.
Sure. Well, for one thing, we have had Chinese nationals coming in over the southern border for as long as anybody can remember. It's just simply a route that exists. It's been there for decades. We get hundreds of Chinese coming in over that border. Usually they are coming in smuggled by Chinese syndicates. It's usually an indentured sort of arrangement where they, once they're in the United States, they have to pay back the smuggling fee over time, or else something bad will happen to their relatives in China. So they come over. It's pretty well funded operation. They're usually not on the ground. Through Mexico and places like this, they use air travel. They'll fly into Reynosa or Matamoros or one of the northern Mexican cities, and then cross the border illegally and claim asylum. All kinds of different whatever's in vogue at the time. You might have for a long time it was Falun Gong, if you were a member of this sort of religious organization in China, which the government was clamping down. Suddenly, you could, or even if you weren't, you were just saying, "Oh, I belong to Falun Gong." You could say that you're a Christian When you're coming across, almost every time, and you'll get asylum here in the United States on that grounds because they're communists and they don't like the Christians, that sort of thing. I wouldn't be surprised if right now some of them are claiming they're Uyghurs. So like whatever works, they get up to the border and cross over and do the asylum thing. And
yeah, you're right. They do get coached. I remember last year in, I think, February, reading about a big bus that they made in Southern California for mothers that are coming across with birth tourism. These are Chinese mothers that are pregnant. And there's a whole industry set up in China, tourism industry, to help these women get into the United States, come to the ports of entry. They coach them to wear loose clothing so that they don't appear to be pregnant, and to say the right things. And then for upwards of $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a piece, they're shown, they're put up in a hotel. They have all the medical care. Of course, they go to the hospital and they don't pay for their medical care. They get their medical care for free when they have their baby. But then that allows their baby to be an American citizen, which means that when it's time for that baby to go to college, he can come to the United States, get in-state tuition, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely.
The one thing that they don't take into account is that that American citizen child now will be subject to U.S. federal income taxes for the rest of his life. They don't have any plans to pay federal income taxes. They just won't do that from China. And, you know, it was a big scam. It was a huge scam on the American taxpayer. Very, very expensive. The numbers I saw were that it was something like $60,000 per person that came in cost to the American taxpayer. That syndicate was shut down, but that doesn't mean it's not still happening. I've talked to, just more recently, some Latin American wealthy women who are still coming to the United States to have their babies. So obviously a major problem, even before the coronavirus, but now with this, it's a much bigger concern.
Well, yeah, you would think that if there's big public debates throughout the United States about shutting down air traffic from South Korea or China like there is, that you would also be looking at the border where plenty of Chinese are coming in. I have friends in the Border Patrol who tell me that they're coming in Del Rio. I'm in Texas now, coming in Del Rio. There were about 90 of them caught in the Rio Grande Valley sector, Border Patrol sector down in the southern tip of Texas. That's Laredo.
When was that? Do you know when they caught those 90 Chinese, or is that this year so far?
All within the last 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So they come in.
I've also heard that they're coming in from Canada. I wonder, though, now with flights being shut off from China, if that will be more difficult. The flights have not been shut off from China to Latin America, and so at least not that I've seen. So I think that that we might actually see more of them coming in from the southern border.
Well, and you have to treat all traffic, all avenues equally. If you're authentically concerned about people from countries where infections are spreading coming into the United States, you have to treat all avenues with equal concern. And when I tweeted out about the 90 Chinese that came in down in the Rio Grande Valley, man, I've got quite a bit of pushback. For one thing, I'm just simply called a liar. Border Patrol is said being called liars,
they're just making it up. Yeah, right.
That it's even happening. Right. But this has been happening forever. I mean, anybody who knows anything about the border knows that Chinese have always come in over the southern border through Mexico and other ways as well. And the interesting thing about them is that, and I used to be in law enforcement intelligence here in Texas, and we dealt with this issue. You can never get a Chinese migrant to talk outside of their coaching lane, whatever they've been. They will not talk ever. And you can't find out much at all about who's smuggling them or their routes or how long it takes or anything like that, because the syndicates that brought them in one of the things that they that the traveler has to do is provide all of their relatives' names and addresses and everything back home. And anything goes awry over here, and somebody's going to get hurt over there, and they all know it. And these guys are, have a credible threat.
Yeah, we see that in Panama as well. There's a tremendous amount of syndicate activity, and this is not even we're not even touching on the Chinese government and the just industrial strength espionage that they're fomenting on the whole Western Hemisphere, and not to mention the Belt and Road Initiative and all that stuff. But suffice it to say, I think that for as long as coronavirus is an issue, that obviously we need to be taking a stronger stance on the U.S. southern border, and yet the dumpster fire that is the Democratic Party right now. I saw that Nancy Pelosi said that we should be diverting funds from the southern border to deal with the coronavirus, which is just absolutely insane.
Well, if I mean, somebody should tell her that Chinese are coming in over that border. So if you're gonna, if you want a containment policy, then you have to put more money into the border.
Right.
But you know, listen, the Border Patrol guys that I talk to tell me that they are taking these Chinese migrants seriously, and they're putting them in isolation. They're given respirators and some protective clothing to deal with those Chinese, and they're running screening on them, and there's a whole operation going on
right
with Chinese at the border that you've never heard of.
You and I have both seen down there the camps on the other side of the border where some of these people may be coming through, where they're going to be exposed. There are tons of people all crammed in together. So if they're stopping just Chinese people that they find, that's not necessarily going to help if they've been exposing themselves to hundreds and thousands of people along the way who are also coming up here. So it's definitely something to be concerned about. Todd Bensman, thanks for being with us. We got a lot more to come on the show today, but I appreciate your feedback and the hard work you're doing to alert people to what's going on the southern border. So keep it up.
All right. Thanks for doing what you do too, Chuck. Yeah.
Good talking to you.
All right, folks, that's all I've got for today. Thanks for watching The Hot Zone. Let's see you again back here next week. Take care.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Livefire Media. Copyright 2019.